You're good. Over and over again in scripture we see, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good, your mercy endures forever. Things in this world might be bad and chaotic, but God, his character doesn't change. He doesn't ever change who he is because of a circumstance or a situation. And David had to remind himself over and over that I might face trials and temptations, but God, you're good. My family turned their back on me, God, but you're still good. My nation has walked away from you, God, but you're still good. I've been lied about, talked about, criticized, but God, you're still good. I have even gone my own way and felt like I just was abandoned by you, but I realized I walked away myself, and God, yet you're there with your arms open. Why? Because you're still good. If only we could grasp how good God really is. That he was always in the plan of motion of redeeming and restoring mankind to himself since the fall. He's always been in action to show his goodness, to show his favor, to show his kindness, to show his love. I want to go back and sing that again. That God, you're good, you're good. And when we have no other words to say, we just sing out, oh, oh, oh. To remind ourselves that he's good. That the trials you've been facing, the things you've been going through, have nothing in comparison to the joy that sets before you. And if you felt like you've been alone, I want to tell you, he's never gonna let you. He's never gonna let you down. He's never gonna let. He's never gonna let you down. No. He's never gonna let. He's never gonna let you down. He's never gonna let. He's never gonna let you down. Never gonna let, he's never gonna let you down. He's never gonna let, he's never gonna let you down. He's never gonna let, he's never gonna let you down. He's never gonna let, never gonna let you down. Intentions on letting you down. People might blow off plans with you, but he's never going to let you down. He's never going to let you down. Things may go all chaotic all around you, and God is still there, never letting you down. worthy of every song we could ever sing. Yes, you are worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Oh, Jesus, you're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. My Jesus, the only one that could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. You're holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. So open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are, God. Fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Complete is Jesus in your love. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, oh Jesus, yeah. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. We live for you, Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you.
Let's lift our hands in this place today. Sing.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are, God. Fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Who you are, God. Fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Lead us, Jesus. Show us who you are, Jesus.
Yes, God. Lord, reveal yourself to those who've never encountered you before. Meet us right here wherever you are, God, to reveal yourself once again, God.
And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in
shaken, I will build my life upon your love. It is a and I will put my trust in you alone. Holy God, holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder, show me who you are, God. Fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. So open up my eyes in wonder, show me who you are, God. Fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are, God.
Fill me with your love and lead me
in your love to those around me.
As we were just singing that song, if you just play. If you're new with us today, just visiting today for the first time, we want to welcome you here. But as the custom or the liturgy of who we are, we take a moment. We find out that in the creation of the heavens, that God created three angels specifically for three different things. One was for the word, one was for worship, and one covered the prayer. So we can see that God's design for his worship in the heavenlies, let it be on earth as it is in heaven, we take a moment to begin to break in groups of three or four to begin to pray. As Omar specifically gave us a word this morning speaking to us about the hardships of life. We live in a hard place. And it's not going to get any easier. But what we do know is God is totally in control. That he says, cast, to throw our cares on him, because he cares that much this morning. So what we ask is you to break in groups of three to four, maybe five at the most, and pray. If there's someone in your group that's not accustomed to praying, don't force them. But what we do is we come and we allow the Father to begin to comfort in us and lay our petitions. One thing I do want to ask this morning, we do have some people on the road. We do have some people that are sick right now, to remember them within your prayer group. And also we want to pray for one other thing. Tomorrow is the inauguration of our new governor. We know one thing, that God will place all kinds of people in all kinds of leadership to do his purpose. So what we want to do is pray in our groups over him to do his purpose through the new governor in our state. Tuesday morning, I've been invited to an inaugural prayer breakfast and luncheon and an elders meeting afterwards. I feel honored for some of those invitations. Some was just fill in the blanks and you get to go, but the other ones were. And I'm just believing that God will give us a voice in our nation like never before in prayer. And if you don't know, from what I understand, he apparently grew up in this church way before I ever got here as a little kid. So maybe he needs to come back here, right? Amen? But what? Okay. There's another person that grew up in this church a long time ago. His name is Luke Lang. He is one of the most phenomenal junior high ministry guys you would ever want to meet. If you want, you can go on my Facebook, Carol's Facebook, find him, tag him. He's in the middle of a life and death situation with cancer. The prognosis is not good. But what he is doing is 2 to 3 times a week, he's writing a blog of going through where he's going through. And if you want to be lifted up and you want to see God in a whole new way, you read his blog. I want us to pray also for my pastor this morning, if you'll remember that. If you don't, that's okay. I told you a couple weeks ago, Shirley Boone didn't have much longer. She passed away 2 days ago. Lori and the family, Pat and all were there. I'm sure Siri and Annie will be flying to California. But I want to say something about this church. This church is a direct result of my pastor speaking into my life, which is a direct result of Shirley Boone speaking into his life. And the incredible thing about that is he wrote on his deal the other day, "The light of my life blinked." She blinked in this world for the last time. She shut her eyes here and she opened up in glory. Amen. So if we would just take a moment to break in groups, whatever you need prayer for, then pray. Father knows and hears every one of our prayers. So let's just break up for a moment or two and just begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for today. That, Lord, I just encapsulate a moment of time of prayer. Not that we feel that we're finished, because, Lord, we are open to your move and what you desire to speak into our hearts, our lives, and the mix of this family. So, Father, I thank you for your healing touch over Marguerite, for those others that are here that I'm unaware of the sicknesses going on, for those that are on the road. Father, we ask for your hand of peace to be upon them and your hand of protection to be upon them. And God, I just stop and praise you that you hold everything in your hands. My life, my health, my destiny, my thoughts, my conversation, my walk in life, you hold everything. That, Lord, my desire is to be a person that has no self-will and no self-rule whatsoever, but to be ruled by your kingdom and by you. So, Father, we give you praise for you answering already, coming and meeting the needs of those prayers that we lifted up. And now, once again, we turn to worship you. To worship you, Lord Jesus.
For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. For eons I thought about before I ever made you. I wrote every moment down. You were all my idea above all I created. Are my most precious crown. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. I say words to say to you before you ever met me. So take some time and hear them now.
I gave you my greatest gift. My love cannot be measured. You're my treasure, you're my child. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. We go way, way back. For you and I, we've got history. Oh, we go way, way back. 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 We go way, way back.
Father, we worship you. Oh. As we prepare for our tithes and offerings this morning, I'm struck by that one verse. Did you write that, or is that a song? I haven't heard that before, but it says that we have a history, that we go way, way back. You can be seated this morning. And we have a future, so we have a future way, way.